The other type of investor, level three, is the victim. This is one of the most dangerous, John. The victim passive investor is usually very highly educated and is usually very high intelligence IQ level. And they have got it into themselves that because they have a high income or because they have such a high IQ or intelligence, is that a lot of the rules and the fundamentals don't apply to them. That if they can find the magic wand, the holy grail, the secret to investing, that they'll get really rich on a big deal right away and they'll be done. So they don't do any of the foundational things that work. Not talking about the pyramid, obviously, but the stuff we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. They don't do any of that stuff. What they do is they focus on, how can I get rich quick? How can I use my supreme intelligence and my great intellect to outsmart that which hasn't been outsmarted in the history of mankind?
So they believe they can beat the system because in some other area of their life, they probably have beat the system.
Yes. And so then what they do, exactly, John, then what they do is they take huge risks because they bought into the false mantra that to make a high return, you have to take a high risk. And let's think about this for a second. I mean, it is a fact that there are people on this earth that make large amounts of money year in and year out and have for decades. If they were taking a high risk to get that high rate of return, eventually the luck would have ran out, okay? Donald Trump seems to be doing pretty good to me. Warren Buffett seems to be doing pretty good to me. I don't see him whining and crying at the Gates house. I'm nowhere near their kind of numbers, but I know the Burleys aren't having any problems. Here's the facts, folk. To consistently make a high rate of return, you must do low risk. Low risk is what gives high return, not high risk. High risk is gambling. Gamblers lose. So the people, the last level three, the victim, is they're out there looking for every get-rich-quick scheme they can find.
And they're effectively gamblers, you're saying.
All they are is gamblers. And, you know, we've just seen this, John, a big level in this, you know, in the United States in the real estate market. You know, I do a reasonable amount of speaking at real estate events. I'm a full-time investor, even more full-time as I'm just at home enjoying my family and doing the things that I like to do rather than working all the time. But when I do speak, you know, the last couple of years, everybody was going to be a real estate investor. Everybody knew about it. It was so good, everybody was going to do it. And you had all these guys who, you know, they had 15, 20 houses under their belt, hoo-yah, and 2 or 3 years experience in the marketplace, and they're teaching everybody else how to get rich. Well, here's a little tip, folks. Buying a house for at market or slightly below and having it appreciate and selling it for a profit is not investing. That's called speculation and luck. And it does not work for the long term, and no professional investor ever got rich doing it and kept their money. So that's what these people are doing, is they speculate. They're looking for that which is too good to be true and that which doesn't work, and it doesn't sustain itself long term.
So if it's too good to be true, it isn't true.
It isn't true, especially if the too good to be true is with a lot of risk. You know, I think it's important that people use their God-given common sense, and he gave us a lot, and a lot of us don't use it very well. So here's the thing, John. What we've talked about so far, the levels of investor, is for most people listening right now, we probably found you. You probably fall into those categories. Most of us in life have some level three with some level one. Don't feel bad. I was all of those levels. I've done them all personally.
And the point is, just to reinforce something important, I think, here, it's not really a question of how much money you're making or how much money you have in the bank at this moment that defines where you are on this scale.
Absolutely. And see, that's one of the traps. People think if I'm making a high income, it's cool. Or if I can get to a high income, it's cool. And it's not. It doesn't change. You know, you just buy into more debt and, you know, you live in a nicer zip code, but you have bigger problems.
So this is a pretty scary picture so far. What's the next level? Is there light at the end of this tunnel?
Absolutely. So the first thing is we talked about we need to have an awareness, John. And so we need to be clear why things aren't working and what's going around and what's against us and how it's set up. And I think people need to hear the truth, and that's what I tell them. I understand I'm not the most popular guy with a lot of financial planning companies, and that's okay. I've written 2 international bestsellers, and we got another book coming out, and I'm not worried about their approval. In fact, we don't even keep any of the money we make on the books. We give it 100% to charity. But what we do know is that there's information that people are seeking, and it's not being given in traditional methods, and that's why we're giving them here. So